stain the streets of that city, 'cause the heart will never break anymore. If I could count the tears that have fallen, it would seem like an ocean to me. And if my heart were a window you could look through, all the pain and scars you would see, tears will never stain the streets of that city. No wreaths of death on my mansion's door. Teardrops aren't welcome beyond the gates of glory, 'cause the heart will never break anymore. I have never met one man without sorrow, never looked into eyes with no pain. But there's a land where grief is a stranger, and joy is the only song they sing. Tears will never stain the streets of that city. No wreaths of death on my mansion's door. Teardrops aren't welcome beyond the gates of glory, 'cause the heart will never break anymore. 'Cause the heart will never break anymore.
I always love the poetry of this song, but in the last year, the last verse has been a very special comfort to me. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I Of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Board. he showers a blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Thank you.
this world, there'll be sorrow. In this world, there may not be tomorrow, but one day I'll see Jesus face to face. Up in heaven, every tear he'll wipe away. On this earth, it's good to have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. For in thy dear presence, there is fullness of joy. I can't wait till I reach heaven's shore. Up in heaven, we'll be singing a brand new song, singing praises to the one who righted all our wrongs. And one day, one by one, we'll lay our crowns at our Savior's feet. In this world, there'll be sorrow. In this world, there may not be tomorrow, but one day we'll see Jesus face to face. And up in heaven, every tear he'll wipe away. He'll wipe away.
It says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done unto Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. What a powerful prayer that Daniel prayed for his people there, and how applications we can make to our own people, the nation of America.